Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies here this morning. We expect that to transition into a very sunny sky here later on today. We had some early scattered showers and thunderstorms through the region, still kind of tapering through the area. We had a brief downpour here at the KJN studios and picked up 16/100ths of an inch of rainfall here this past hour. And we look for southwest winds at 10 to 20 today, a high of 95, and a heat advisory in place here across the listening area until 8 o'clock this evening. And for the far western and southwestern counties, Pottawatomie, Fremont, Mills, Montgomery, and Page, an excessive heat warning is in place here until 8 o'clock, starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon, as those heat index values will get up into the 105 to 110 degree range, even on up to 115 there in those far southwestern counties here for today. A hot and muggy one on tap. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news on KJAN. Adams County Sheriff's deputies report the arrest of 43-year-old Terry Gordon Weeks of Corning on Friday. Weeks was arrested on an Adams County warrant for two counts of possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, Class D felonies, and unlawful possession of prescription drugs, a serious misdemeanor. Upon further investigation, a search warrant was executed at his residence, and Weeks received additional charges of possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, a Class D felony, and two counts of felon in possession of an offensive weapon, a Class D felony. Weeks was transported to the Adams County Jail and held on a combined $20,000 cash bond. A legislative panel has approved a plan by Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate to send absentee ballot request forms to all registered voters, as he did before the June primary, to help voters concerned about going to the polls in person amid a coronavirus pandemic. In a proposed emergency election directive, Pate sought Friday to use federal funds to mail absentee ballot requests to active registered voters for the November 3rd election. Pate says a public health disaster persists. He says he's consulted with all 99 county auditors, and some say they cannot send absentee ballot request forms to voters. United States Attorney Mark Crickbaum announced on Monday that 55-year-old Brent Rawson of Council Bluffs was sentenced by U.S. District Court Judge Stephanie Rose to 188 months in prison for receipt of child pornography. Rawson was ordered to serve 8 years of supervised release to follow his prison term and pay $100 special assessment to the Crime Victims Fund. The charges were the result of an investigation initiated from two internet service providers who submitted tips to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children that a user of their service uploaded suspected images of child pornography. United States Attorney Mark Crickbaum announced on July 16th that 34-year-old Walter Greenwood Stokes and his 34-year-old wife Brittany Leah Lynn Stokes were sentenced to prison for possession of firearms while prohibited. Walter Stokes was sentenced to 70 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release, while Brittany Stokes was sentenced to a year and a day in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. A third defendant, Laura Edith Chedister of Omaha, Nebraska, is awaiting sentencing on August 20th. And the Stokes were convicted by a jury on March 3rd of 2020. Walter Stokes was found to be guilty of being a felon in possession of a firearm. Brittany Stokes was found guilty of being a drug user in possession of a firearm and of falsifying a government document in the acquisition of a firearm. A search warrant discovered 25 firearms at their residence and over 14,000 rounds of ammunition. Five loaded semi-automatic assault-type rifles were located in the master bedroom of the home. Evidence showed that Walter Stokes built several of the assault weapons from parts obtained by Brittany Stokes. Evidence was also heard by the jury about an extensive history of drug use by the couple and that Walter Stokes had felony convictions dating back to 2003. The U.S. government has put to death an Iowa chemistry student turned meth kingpin convicted of killing two children and three adults. It's the third execution by the federal government in 1 week after a hiatus of nearly 20 years. Dustin Honkin, who prosecutors said killed key witnesses to stop them from testifying in his drugs case, received a lethal injection at the federal correctional complex in Terre Haute, Indiana. Two others were also put to death this week, Kansan Wesley Perkey and Oklahoman Daniel Lewis Lee. Healthy Cass County, Cass County ISU Extension, and the Cass County Local Food Policy Council have updated the Cass County Urgent Need Resource Guide. The guide can be found on the Cass County ISU Extension website and is linked up on this same story on our news page, KJN.com. Cass County Public Health Director Beth Olson says, "We want everyone to know about all the help available in Cass County. We have excellent resources and support available throughout Cass County." The organizations collaborating on the document are asking for assistance in making sure the document reaches everyone in the county. Healthy Cass County is a community-focused volunteer network formed to promote the health and well-being of Cass County residents. You can follow them on Facebook. You can reach out to Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig at bhoig@iastate.edu or call 712-249-5870 for more information. And the folks with Healthy Cass County are also searching for some donations to help support their Still Having Fun Summer 2020 project. It's an effort to get outdoor toys to kids throughout the county. Healthy Cass County welcomes new and used toys as well as monetary donations. The Lions Club's already donated $250 to the project. They're searching for items such as sidewalk chalk, different types of sports balls, frisbees, bubbles, biodegradable water balloons, and jump ropes. New and gently used donations are welcome through August 10th. Healthy Cass County is partnering with organizations that work with youth to distribute toys to children throughout the county in August. And you can take a look at the list of the updated donation sites at extension.iastate.edu/cass. Donation sites as of July 15th included the Nishna Valley YMCA, Cass County ISU Extension Office, Anita Public Library, Cumberland Care and Share, Griswold Public Library. Those interested in making bulk or monetary donations should contact Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig at bhoig@iastate.edu or call 712-249-5870. And also, U.S. Attorney Mark Crickbaum announced Thursday that 37-year-old Matthew Carson of Council Bluffs was sentenced by U.S. District Court Chief Judge John Jarvie to a total of 10 years in prison for possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine and carrying a firearm during a drug trafficking crime. He was also ordered to serve 5 years of supervised release to follow his prison term and pay $200 to the Crime Victims Fund. And also, 47-year-old Larry Schenkloth of Council Bluffs was sentenced in U.S. District Court to 110 months in prison for conspiracy to distribute fentanyl. He was ordered to serve 5 years of supervised release to follow the prison term and pay $100 to the Crime Victims Fund. And 35-year-old Douglas Schlott of Council Bluffs was sentenced by U.S. District Court Judge Stephanie Rose to a total of 71 months in prison to be followed by a 5-year term of supervised release for a conspiracy to distribute cocaine and possessing a firearm in furtherance of drug trafficking. Also sentenced by Judge Rose as part of that cocaine conspiracy was 21-year-old Tyler Alwyn of Council Bluffs. Alwyn pled guilty to conspiracy to distribute cocaine and was sentenced to 16 months in prison to be followed by 4 years of supervised release. That's a look at some of the latest in news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Richard Matthias Wilwerding, age 77, of Erling, died on July 9th at home. Graveside services for Richard Wilwerding will be held today at 9 a.m. at the St. Joseph Cemetery in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Michael E. Dwyer, age 71, of Bella Vista, Arkansas, formerly of Richland Township in Adair County, died July 11th in Rogers, Arkansas. A graveside service for Michael Dwyer will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Fontenelle Cemetery in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home Fontenelle has the arrangements. Marjorie Gayling, age 92, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Westbridge Care and Rehab Center in Winterset. A mass of Christian burial for Marjorie Gayling will be held today at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Masks are required and social distancing guidelines will be followed. Roland Funeral Service has arrangements. Ruth Maxine Hansen, age 95, of Port Angeles, Washington, formerly of the Ottoman and Exira areas, died July 8th at Olympic Memorial Hospital in Port Angeles. Funeral services for Ruth Hansen will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Ottoman. Bill Jean Rusfold, age 82, of Shreveport, Louisiana, formerly of Ottoman, died on May 29th at the Heritage Manor Stratmore Nursing and Rehab Center in Shreveport. A celebration of life for Bill Jean Rusfold will be held today at 2 p.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Ottoman. Johnson Family Funeral Home has arrangements. Danny Lavelle, age 48, of Adair, died July 4th at Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Danny Lavelle will be held Sunday at 2 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care and Funeral Home in Adair. CDC guidelines will be enforced and a facial mask required at this service. Deborah Debbie Busher, age 64, of Atlantic, died on Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Debbie Busher will be held Sunday at 3 p.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Family requests that face masks be worn and social distancing guidelines followed. Joseph Joe Boy Peters, age 83, of Manning, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services for Joseph Joe Boy Peters will be held on Monday at noon at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Nadine L. Christensen, age 81, of Ottoman, died on Sunday at home. Funeral services for Nadine Christensen will be held Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Ottoman. Kessler Funeral Home Ottoman has arrangements. Stephen J. Blatt, age 70, of Shelby, died on Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center. Graveside services for Stephen Blatt will be held Wednesday at 2 p.m. at the Shelby Cemetery in Shelby. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Oka has arrangements. Karma I. Hutchins, age 92, of Ottoman, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center in Exira. Funeral services for Karma I. Hutchins will be held on Tuesday at 2 p.m. and the First Presbyterian Church in Ottoman. Kessler Funeral Home Ottoman has arrangements. Natalie Wheatley Merritt, age 53, of Platte City, Missouri, formerly of Atlantic, died April 17th at home in Missouri. A celebration of life for Natalie Merritt will be held on August 1st at 2 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Family requests masks be worn. Roland Funeral Home has arrangements. Gerald Jerry Tipkin, age 92, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. A private family graveside service will be held for Jerry Tipkin. Kessler Funeral Home Exira has arrangements. Joyce Christensen, age 90, formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Rose Vista Home in Woodbine. Services for Joyce Christensen will be held at a later date. Polly Jones Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Ricky Martin, age 64, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. No services are planned for Ricky Martin at this time. Polly Jones Funeral Home assisting the family. And Gary Wilson, age 66, of Manning, formerly of Griswold, died July 9th. Services for Gary Wilson are pending with the Recon Funeral Home in Griswold. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.